Ever since Diddy got arrested and it was revealed that he was filming his infamous freak-off parties, people have been speculating on who's on those tapes with Diddy. People want to know who's Diddy's victims, or even worse, who were his accomplices who were secretly recorded participating in these disturbing ritualistic parties with Diddy. For a few weeks now, it was reported that a few of those freak-off tapes were being shopped around Hollywood. While the tapes were being shopped around, the names on these tapes were being protected. It almost seemed like we would never know the names on those tapes. That was until a former associate of Kim Porter who testified in court released all the names who are in those tapes. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about those who attended the freak-off parties with Diddy. Let's get right into it. Right now, so many people in the industry are panicking. They see Diddy going down, and they know they could be next. They know they participated in the same disturbing activities as Diddy. Diddy's victims are even more worried, as they fear being victimized by Diddy on camera would destroy their career. These freak-off tapes were being mentioned and shopped around for weeks, with people having no clue who were in the tapes. It wasn't until the lawyer Ariel Mitchell confirmed to have seen a tape that featured a younger A-list celebrity hooking up with Diddy that people started to know it was real. She claimed that the tape was being shown to her for her to broker a deal with the celebrity in the video.
I also was just recently contacted by someone who wanted me to essentially represent them in the sale of one of the Diddy tapes. So, which I declined that because...
Wait a minute. Say that again. Say that again. Back up. You're saying that there's tapes and they're being shopped?
Yes, there have been people already shopping.
We've heard about the tapes, but the shopping thing is...
Yes, there already have been tapes leaking around Hollywood, being shopped around to individuals in Hollywood. But one particular person contacted me to shop a particular video they were in possession of and to contact the person who was in the video to see if they were interested in purchasing the video before it became a public knowledge.
I've heard this before, so like a catch and kill?
Catch and kill, correct.
Wow, can you, and I guess you can't reveal the person who is on
No,
the
I can't explain who the person was, but Mr.
High profile?
Combs, Mr. Combs was in the tape and this other person is, I would venture to say, more high profile than Mr. Combs.
Really? Really? And you've seen it?
I've seen stills of the video.
Okay. So you can verify
that it exists, that it's real, that the other person in the video is very visible. It's no question if it's that person in the video. And I can tell the video graphic in nature.
Oh my. All right.
As you heard for yourself, Ariel claimed to have seen a still shot from the video where she can clearly see an A-list celebrity hooking up with Diddy. Ariel explained that the A-list celebrity appeared to be underage. Since Ariel stated this, the internet has been wondering who that younger A-list celebrity was. This led to people start examining Diddy's friendships with younger celebrities like Usher and Justin Bieber, as people naturally assumed one of them had to be in the video. Weeks would pass with pretty much no update on who was in that video or if it was even real. But just recently, all that changed after Courtney Burgess revealed the names to the public during an interview. You may be asking, who is Courtney? Well, he claims to be an associate of Kim Porter. According to Courtney, he's been in the music industry for years and worked with many celebrities like Tupac and many others, crossing paths with Diddy through his affiliation with Kim Porter. According to Courtney, he was given a flash drive containing several freak-off tapes and also the authentic Kim Porter book. He claims that the book that was put out wasn't a complete fake, but a heavily edited version. According to Courtney, some of the most famous people in the world were on those freak-off tapes, and at least two of them were minors. Courtney claims that he saw Justin Bieber, Usher, Danny Boy, and Jaden Smith in those tapes.
Well, first of all, did you have the P Diddy tapes? And then I want to talk about the book too.
Oh, coming up on that time, Pac used to date almost all the girls before Diddy did. So this particular one, Kim Porter. So later on, before she got sick, 6 months before she got sick, somebody got me came into my email that someone sent me some flash drives. I was at down at Rockefeller Center, next door to Atlantic Records. So I met them, got the flash drives and everything, 11 flash drives. So I didn't pay no mind. So when she passed away, that's when I got the phone call, saying, what you do with the stuff? I said, I did something with it. I'll get back to you. So I went to look at it. Then I seen all the parties, all the stuff. I didn't watch too much of it because it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I ain't into watching men having sex.
So you actually had the physical. The physical drives?
Yes.
And you got them from who directly?
I can't really reveal the name, but it came from her inner circle, her.
Okay. Now, did Kim know that you had the flash drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was well in good health when I got the flash drive.
And what did she think about you having the flash drives? Or did she know you? Did she try? I mean,
she said she gave Cassidy some stuff as well. So she said, I need some of it too. I think what it was, Kim was tired. You understand? Puffy gave her a good life. You know, we all know that. Nice house, money, car. But sometimes some females need more.
You talk about what you saw on these flash drives?
I seen J-Lo jab herself with a or some type of object. I seen one had Game walked around. Game the rapper walked around. Then he had a party. And Justin had to be no more than 15 or 16. Could have been 16. It was a happy birthday. And the bottle was in his hand with the white drink out of it, but he gave it to Justin. When Justin drunk it, he was gone.
So tell me about the book. How did you come about the book, and what? How did that whole thing develop before it was actually published?
Well, after her death, I got the phone call. Best friend of hers called me and said, what you do with the book? I mean, do with the flash drive. I said, let me check it out. I said, I'll get back to you. So I ran into press with it. And this was released right here. This I did. In the back,
you promoted the book. I mean, I'm sorry, you wrote the book, but
I dropped it from flash drive straight into the book.
Okay, and so that's where all those pictures and everything came from. That was in the book,
right?
And that was all you're doing.
No, I was responsible for the cover.
Okay,
you understand? Because y'all call him Diddy, I call him the director. That you got to sit on his lap to get for him to say action. You ain't sitting on his lap, you're not getting action. That's what the chair represents.
How many flash drives did you have?
11.
11. So out of those 11 flash drives, it had to have been, I would say, hundreds of celebrities, at least 100 different celebrities. Okay, 50. How many other people did you see besides J-Lo? Who else you say you saw on there?
Cassie.
Mary J.
Danny Boy,
okay.
You know what Danny Boy is?
I heard that before. I've been so far away from hip hop, I forgot, but I have heard that name, Danny Boy. Yeah,
Danny Boy back then, he was about 16. They both was banging him out.
So do you have like pictures or images of any of this stuff?
Yeah, I got Justin Bieber, Will Smith's son, Justin, whatever his name is. Other females naked on the table, they like they was young. His feet eating off them. A lot of entertainments in there. Say not as much as everybody see. It's more. I seen Kobe Bryant at one. May he rest in peace.
What was he doing?
He was partying at the time. Kevin Hart was with him. He was in the bathroom. He made him drink mouthwash, but he called his bodyguard to make sure he didn't pour it out. Like you can hear that. What you see on there, you can't. It's different. He telling your watch to make sure he don't pour that out. So and it showed that a girl, a hostess, coming to him and give him two drinks. So after he drank the first drink, a sip. You could tell something's in it because how he was all, you know, he wasn't himself. You know, he wasn't even saying jokes. He just was holding the mic.
Did you see LeBron on there too?
I seen LeBron. I seen more a lot of actors.
Here's the thing. So what were kids involved in these parties that you can verify from looking at the tapes?
If Justin Bieber was older, he's supposed to have been, yes. If Usher was older, well, Usher was definitely young.
Okay.
You understand? The shoulder part was the blood was all in his bed. You know what I'm saying? It looked like they came home from a event, a party or something.
Right. So that's a yes. Kids were involved in these videos.
Right.
All right. So now I'm going to just say this, and this is me just keeping it real, right? Why would you protect people that were involved in child?
It's not protect Jaguar, Gene, anybody else. They got their own issue, what's going on. My issue is deep in what they going on because they wasn't a victim. Like I was. I was shot back in September? No. I was shot back in the 20th. April the 20th.
What year was this?
2000. In New Jersey on Munn Avenue. In East Orange. I got shot 6 times behind that mess.
As you heard for yourself, Courtney claims that he not only saw several high-profile celebrities, but claimed that Bieber and Usher were in these videos while they were underage. He also claims he saw Diddy and his guests eating off young girls while they were lying on tables, just like we saw from that Kanye party footage from some time back, a party where he had his young daughter attending. While some people might question the authenticity of this man's statements, he seems to check out. He was recently called in to testify in front of a grand jury regarding the evidence he has against Diddy. He was forced to turn in that evidence to the government, which we know does happen, but in this case, it's a big red flag, as we know the elite above are gonna protect those who they still have a need for. After testifying in court, Courtney did an interview leaving the courtroom where he talked about the Kim Porter book he has in his flash drives. He confirms exactly what I said in my Kim Porter video, that the only reason I'll be sure is denying the book is true is because he was exposed in it.
Have the feds been in contact with you? I did watch your YouTube interview. I saw as of 2 weeks ago they haven't been in contact with you. What about today?
Yes.
So they have been in contact with you. Is that why you're here today?
Yes.
Okay.
Homeland Security.
Oh, wow. So they. So were you surprised, or was that what you were kind of waiting for?
Surprised.
Do you feel like the interview had anything to do with it, or?
Yes.
Yeah? A lot of allegations, right? Are you expected to eventually turn those things over, or?
Well, that's what we're going to head over to do now. So we have a hearing now to determine what we're going to do in terms of what documents we have to turn over and what documents we do not.
Why were you in court tonight?
Just to give testimony to the grand jury. He was subpoenaed by the court. So as we all know, if you don't answer a subpoena, the marshals will come to your house as they came to his house and will bring you here. So that's why we're here today.
Did mention what was on the flash drive before. Would you be able to kind of go over that now, or is that something that you can't discuss?
No, we're trying to just go to discuss that now. What we will be able to talk to in terms of what was available and what was on those flash drives.
Okay.
But it was the book, so.
So it is Kim Porter's book, but not necessarily some of the stuff with the celebs that were mentioned besides.
Touched, nobody touched it.
Oh, so it is her official book.
And
no one touched
nobody
it.
Nobody altered it, nothing.
So it's not the copy that the gentleman said that he was selling before, no.
No.
It's two different copies. That one was edited and we have the original copy.
So you're saying that the other copy was an actual real copy, though the family said it wasn't.
It was a derivative word.
The only way the family can say that is because I forgot his name. I'll be sure.
Yeah.
As you heard for yourself, not only did Courtney confirm that he just testified in court, but also that he turned in evidence to the feds regarding these tapes. He also claims that he is planning on putting out the Kim Porter book, as his lawyer Ariel is now shopping a deal with Amazon to get the book released. This is all very telling and paints a clear picture of what's going on in Hollywood. Months ago, I made a video about how Justin Bieber and Usher were both groomed by Diddy. I stated that Diddy's former bodyguard Gene Deal had admitted to witnessing Diddy put Usher in the hospital after hooking up with him.
I know, and people know, that was around in that time that Puff and Usher did have a situation, and that situation led Usher to the hospital. Now, let Usher explain that to y'all.
As we now can see, Gene Deal wasn't lying about this. Usher was really a victim of Diddy. Usher was groomed by Diddy. Then, Usher groomed Justin Bieber and sent them to Diddy to get the same experience. This is why Justin seems so depressed, because his parents sold him to Hollywood to be taken advantage of. They made Justin a star, but first, he needed to be initiated and groomed. That is the price of fame. You gotta sell out to be a star in Hollywood. Letting Diddy have his way with him is how Justin sold out. Usher signed Justin and immediately had him initiated, so they sent them to Diddy to break him in. All of this makes me think about that video that was circulating around about a year ago, showing Diddy seemingly checking Justin for a wire. This also happened a few months before Diddy was arrested. The video was so suspicious and now makes total sense. Diddy was pressing Justin to make sure he wasn't talking to the feds, to make sure he stayed quiet about what he had done to him. This is the oath of secrecy these celebrities live by. If Justin had been speaking out, I'm pretty sure Diddy would have gotten rid of him. Look at Justin and ask yourself if it's really worth being rich and famous. You can see the pain in his eyes. Justin has this soulless look in his eyes, the same look you see in many of these celebrity faces.
It was hard for me being that young and being in the industry, not knowing where to turn, and everyone, you know, telling me they love me and, you know, just turn their back on you in a second. Yeah, just protecting those moments, because people take for granted encounters, and I just want to protect her, you know? I don't want her to go through anything I went through, I wish that upon anybody.
Recently, another one of Diddy's victims came out. This time, it was a person who claimed they were R-worded by Diddy when they were only 10 years old. According to this John Doe, he claims Diddy R-worded him back in 2005. The man claims that he wanted to be an actor and an artist, which led him to cross paths with Diddy. His parents, in an attempt to help their son's career, hired an industry consultant who recommended they fly from their home in Los Angeles to New York to meet with the music industry figure. During the trip, the consultant arranged for Combs to meet with the young boy for an audition and Combs asked to meet with the boy alone before meeting with the family. The consultant took the boy to Combs' hotel room and left him with Diddy alone. The boy performed a few rap songs for Diddy, who told him he could make him a star, and asked him how badly he wanted to be a star. According to the complaint, the boy responded that he would do anything. This is when Diddy pushed the boy down, showing him his privates and telling him to kiss it. After the boy refused, Diddy apparently forced him to get on his knees, and the boy shortly after lost consciousness. When he woke up, Diddy's pants were undone and the boy's backside was in pain. He cried and said he wanted to see his parents, to which Diddy told him that if he had said anything to anyone, he would hurt his parents. When the consultant returned, she noticed he was badly shaken and took him back to his parents, who quickly noticed that he was lethargic and acting differently. Again, as horrible as this is, it tells us exactly what's happening in the industry. This is industry hazing. This is how you're allowed in. If they choose you, you must pay up. All of this talk about Diddy and kids makes me wonder about the young girl who was seen with him in a live stream. Back in 2020, Diddy had a live stream where he introduced a young girl to the stream. According to Diddy, he had adopted this young girl named Ava. In the live, the young girl seems to be acting a bit strange.
Yeah, everyone introduce yourself.
My name's Ava. I'm a Scorpio.
No. What's your last name?
Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Ava Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
Ava, that's like a little bit like borderline suspect. I don't want nobody, we want to get it clear. I adopted you like Madonna adopted kids and everybody else adopted kids, Charlize Theron, everybody's ever adopted Sandra Bullock. I adopted you because I felt that you could, enjoy also having a black parent to take care of you and help you out. So just clarify, because it's crazy out here online. So you played with the kids, and I got permission from your mother, and say all of that to just make it, because it's crazy out here.
Well, I met Jesse and Delilah when I was 6 months old.
6 months.
And
six
then we basically are sisters, all four
sisters.
Of us. So. And
six
then
months
I always come over.
Yes. And it's Ava Brioni Combs. Come on.
Let's go.
As you saw for yourself, the young girl appeared uncomfortable. What's strange about all of this is that the girl hasn't been seen around Diddy since, which left me with the question, was this young girl another one of his victims like Justin and Usher? Recently, another video has also been circulating showing Diddy excited about inviting a very young girl to his after party while at an industry event. As you saw for yourself, Diddy seemed genuinely excited for this young girl to attend this party. They were at this industry event together, and then the young girl was invited to his freak-off after parties. What do you think happened to that girl there? Well, according to the New York Post, who claims to have seen tapes of Diddy's freak-off parties, Diddy had freak-offs after these industry events. The New York Post claims that Diddy had freak-off parties directly after many industry events. The party would start at the industry event and then move to his house. The article explains how Diddy had S workers show up to his house at the end of the main party. The New York Post claims that they saw a woman hooking up with two men while Diddy and other guests watched it all go down. The New York Post also claims to have seen a video of Diddy hooking up with a young man as well. This proves that these tapes are out there, and soon they will be leaked online. For those that think that Diddy is the only one up to this in Hollywood, you're so wrong. Most of these celebrities are into some disturbing things. Diddy didn't invent this behavior. This cult-like behavior comes from the secret religion of Hollywood. Most people don't understand why Hollywood is so evil. Well, it's because Hollywood has a secret religion that most big celebrities are a part of. Most of these celebrities are Freemasons and a part of other strange occult groups.
Gotcha. I know you may or may not. I know you're going to believe me. You have what's called the Illuminati.
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 Okay.
Satanic ritual.
How do I know this? Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know this?
You know Sean Combs.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call himself. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's part of what's called the Boulay. The Boulay is a branch of the Illuminati.
Okay.
It's the black people.
Diddy is not only a Freemason, but he is a member of an occult religion called the Lima. The Lima was a religion created by the infamous occultist Aleister Crowley, who, just like Diddy, hosted giant orgy parties in his mansions. Crowley also believed in using children for his rituals, just like Diddy. He was even quoted saying that children had magical power and were best for his rituals. Crowley was also a Freemason, just like Diddy. Crowley believed in a form of magic called sex magic, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Ritualistic sex that he believed unleashed magical energy into the world. Crowley became a beloved figure in counterculture due to his rebellious self-worship ways. Rock stars admired Crowley, and the entire rock and roll genre was inspired by Crowley's religion and creed. Crowley taught his followers about manifesting your true will and coined the creed, "Do what thou wilt." That phrase in itself has inspired Hollywood. Crowley's influence spread from rock and roll to all of Hollywood, and since the beginning of hip-hop, it was inspired by Crowley's teachings, as at least one of the founding fathers of hip-hop, Afrika Bambaataa, was a devout follower of Crowley's teachings. And what's interesting about this, Bambaataa, just like Diddy, was accused of R-wording children just like Crowley as well. Bambaataa was using these kids for his S-magic rituals just like Diddy is. The occult and the Lima have always been a part of hip-hop since the beginning, and that's why Diddy is so invested in it. I actually grew up just blocks away from the project building where hip-hop was made. I went inside those projects many times, and when I first learned about how hip-hop was connected to the occult, it troubled me as I grew up hip-hop. All I knew as a kid was hip-hop, just like everyone else I knew. I looked up to rappers until I realized what they were. Sadly, hip-hop, just like rock and roll, is designed to corrupt us and destroy us morally. Hip-hop is all about do what thou wilt and being your own god. It's all about self-worship. Occultists know the power of music, and they use it to control us. They know music has the power to alter the listener. As you can see, this problem is much larger than just Diddy. It has been a problem since the beginning of the industry. Diddy is clearly a monster, but he is no different than the rest of the celebrities in the industry. Our world has fallen because of false idol worship. Kids don't pray to God no more. They pray to their favorite celebrity. That's what Lucifer's mission was since the beginning. Replace God with man. Lucifer doesn't want you to worship him. He wants you to worship yourself and abandon God. Remember, that's what he tricked Adam and Eve to do. He didn't tell them to worship him as a god. He told them to worship themselves. That's because Lucifer represents self-worship. The music industry is controlled by this ideology of do what thou wilt, and they see themselves as gods. And sadly, the fans are their worshippers. So many children are victims of Hollywood, forced to sell out for an opportunity. Diddy took advantage of so many of those kids, not only because he's sick, but because he's an occultist. He believes hosting these freak-off parties, which aren't parties at all but rituals, gives him magical power. He believes using young male victims for rituals has a magical purpose. This is why he does what he does. This is the ugly truth of the industry. As long as you keep denying it to yourself, you will be oblivious to what's really going on. I hope Diddy gets what he deserves, even though it won't change what's still happening in Hollywood. I pray for the victims and hope they find peace from all of this. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.